Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Thank you for joining me again today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Ascribed to David, possibly for his coronation as king in Jerusalem, we read today Psalm number 2. It's titled The Reign of the Lord's Anointed. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together, against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O king, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Reflecting on this psalm, it is the beginning of another year, and around the world, Christians have just celebrated the birth of Christ our Savior. Many people use this time, the beginning of a new calendar year, to make a list of resolutions of how they plan to improve parts of their life that they have deemed lacking in sincerity, purpose, or health. If you listen to what friends are saying, you might hear things like, I need to lose weight, find a better job, spend more time with my family, travel more, travel less, be more friendly and optimistic. These things top their lists of how they intend to better themselves in the coming months. None of these goals are bad ideas. In fact, I suppose we could all stand to change or tweak our habits and mindsets at least a little. But I recently heard a sermon that challenged us to make our list more God-centered rather than self-centered. Our pastor mentioned 10 things that could help guide us in the effort, using Scripture, of course, as the basis of each point. Well, what came to my mind was the basics of our faith, beginning with the Ten Commandments, which is found in Scripture in the second book of the Bible, Exodus. Martin Luther in the year 1531 also finished a work of his that made comments on each of the Psalms in the book which is now titled Reading the Psalms with Luther. What I like about this little book is how Luther notes that each psalm can be connected to one or more of the Ten Commandments. In today's Psalm 2, he notes that it flows from the first commandment, You shall have no other gods before me. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. Well, what does this mean? We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. It is so easy to forget the things we have learned about God, his power, majesty, and might. Psalm 2 talks about kings and rulers and whom they should serve. Like an unruly and selfish schoolchild, earthly kings sometimes forget they are not really in control. They think they can go against God's will, take counsel against the Lord, without suffering God's wrath. Just as a stubborn, unruly child will eventually see that it is the teacher who is their greatest help for success in the classroom, the wise king should know that it is our God alone whom we should serve, to receive the blessing of his righteousness, forgiveness, and guidance. You shall have no other gods before me, declares the Lord. It isn't just kings who try to go their own way, apart from God's way. It's us, too. We fear, love, and trust in all the wrong things, money, goods, good looks. Not only will these things not save us, they will bring the anger of the Lord upon us. We will suffer, and we do suffer because of our sin. Praise be to God for his grace and forgiveness for all of our sins. Mature Christians, whether we are kings or not, do well to heed God's commands. Paul writes in Romans 14 that part of how we serve God has to do with us not causing others to stumble, but to serve in a way that shows them Christ's love. Verses 16 through 19 reads, "So do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. So then let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding." It seems that human beings, Christians in particular, like action. We like to feel as if we are starting to understand what is important in life, what is pleasing to God. That is God's gift to us through our faith in Christ Jesus. If you are one who likes to make a list of New Year's resolutions, I'd like to urge you today to include on that list a renewed desire to read God's Word, to remember why Christ came into the world, and to serve only Him in all you do. I'm putting it on my list, even knowing now that I will most certainly fail to keep the Lord's commands as I should. I'm going to try. By the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, may we all who take refuge in Him be blessed today and always. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive us when we rebel against Your holy will, act in ways contrary to Your commands, putting false and earthly gods before You. Help us to serve You and You alone with healthy fear and rejoicing for Your great and merciful goodness toward us. In Your name we pray. Amen.
The rulers take counsels again.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.